Good Tuesday morning. I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing sponsored by Pharma. It's been 17 years since September 11th. President Donald Trump and First Lady Melania Trump will travel this morning to the Flight 93 National Memorial in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, where they will attend a September 11th memorial service. After traveling back to D.C., Trump will meet with Defense Secretary Jim Mattis and later DHS Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen and FEMA Administrator Brock Long. Senior House Republican aides are considering canceling votes this week as Hurricane Florence approaches the East Coast. A final decision will have to be made today. This would have important impacts on legislative business. The chamber is out next week, and government funding runs out at the end of the month. All government funding business would have to be done during the last week of the month. Our colleagues Natasha Karecki and David Siders scoop that Hurricane Florence is undercutting Miami Beach's convention bid. Five Democrats with knowledge of the selection process tell them that they consider it to be a race between Houston and Milwaukee, and that was before this week's threatening weather. In breaking news, NBC News is reporting that U.S. officials now say Russia is the main suspect in the mysterious attacks on diplomats in Cuba. On the campaign front, Brian Steele, the Republican running for Paul Ryan's seat, has a new 30-second ad-up called Solutions. They're spending $159,000 on TV and $20,000 online. Paul Ryan, meanwhile, was in Dallas with veteran Republican Pete Sessions yesterday. Annie Carney is up with a piece looking at how the president's assault on Bob Woodward is riddled with contradictions. She's also reporting that Trump is livid with Gary Cohn and Rob Porter for leaking to Woodward. CNN is up with a story that the White House has changed its phone policy after the Omarosa fallout, with staffers no longer able to bring their phones into the Situation Room. Lorraine Woolard and Marianne Levine have a must-read story on how Jay Timmons has kept close to the Trump administration and navigated a new world order for the business group, the National Association of Manufacturers. Elena Schneider is reporting that white men are in the minority among Democratic House candidates. She writes, Democrats have nominated a whopping 180 female candidates in House primaries, shattering the party's previous record of 120, according to Rutgers Center for American Women and Politics. Heading into the final primaries of 2018 this week, Democrats have also nominated at least 133 people of color and 158 first-time candidates to run for the House. And Docker 5 points. Cynthia Nixon, who is challenging Andrew Cuomo, ordered a cinnamon raisin bagel with lox and capers at Zabar's on the Upper West Side, according to The Gothamist. And Mark Caputo has a look at how Rick Scott in Florida is trying to keep away from Donald Trump on the campaign trail. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.